This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
The 2011 Nobel Prize for Physics was awarded for the discovery of dark energy. Now, dark energy is a little complicated. A reporter once asked a Nobel Prize winner if they could explain their Nobel Prize in one sentence. The Nobel laureate replied, and I quote, "If I could explain it in one sentence, it wouldn't be worth a Nobel Prize," unquote. But it's okay to start with a simplified explanation of dark energy, so here we go. 1. Dark energy is real. 2. We have no idea what dark energy actually is. 3. We know what it does. It makes the entire universe, which was already expanding, expand even faster. And 4. Dark energy is huge. It makes up about 69% of all the mass in the entire universe. But we discovered dark energy only as recently as 1998. How could we miss 69% of everything for so long? To quote one of the dark energy Nobel laureates, Brian Schmidt, "If you have to make up most of the universe, you probably don't understand what you're doing." So that's the summary of dark energy, and now let's take a deeper look. I'll start with a timeline of our expanding universe from the Big Bang, follow that with an explanation of the regular expansion of the universe, and then finish off with this extra expansion as caused by dark energy. And by the way, we don't know what was there before the Big Bang. We do have lots of theories, but we have no hard data. But we do have the timing of a handful of events after the Big Bang. Very soon after the Big Bang was the inflationary epoch. And I do mean very soon. It began about 1/1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, epoch because the universe inflated very quickly. In fact, during this inflationary epoch, the space-time fabric of the universe expanded faster than the speed of light. The universe expanded from much, much smaller than a proton to about the size of a grapefruit, an increase in size of at least 10 to the 78, or in plain English, a million times a million and repeat 11 more times. We do not know what caused this short-lived stage of expansion that was faster than the speed of light. We don't know why, after expanding so rapidly, it suddenly slowed to a much smaller rate of expansion. But we do know that everything that made up the universe got spread out over a much bigger volume, and it goes for all the lumps and bumps in the early universe. The result was that the lumps and bumps got much smaller. And so, today's universe has pretty well the same appearance no matter where we look. The next notable stage was 3 to 20 minutes after the Big Bang. Protons and neutrons began to join up to make the nuclei of atoms, nuclear fusion. The energy was now congealing to make matter. By 20 minutes, this nuclear fusion stopped because both the temperature and the density of the universe had dropped too much. Around 377,000 years after the Big Bang, the temperature had dropped so much that electrons could now stick to nuclei. So atoms of hydrogen and helium began to form, and the universe became transparent. Radiation could now travel freely for long distances before colliding with something and being absorbed. And the photons of radiation that were present at this time are the same photons that we can see today in the CMB, the cosmic microwave background radiation. About 400 million years after the Big Bang, the first stars formed, and the universe was still expanding. About 8.8 billion years after the Big Bang, that's about 5 billion years ago, dark energy started to kick in, and the rate of expansion of the universe began to increase. 9.1 billion years after the Big Bang, that's about 4.7 billion years ago, a cloud of gas and dust drew together under gravity to form our planet, Earth. And 13.8 billion years after the Big Bang is today. You are here, right now. So hold your breath until next time, when I'll talk about the regular expansion of the universe, and then finish off with the extra increase in expansion caused by dark energy.
What does it mean? Why is it so?